There's that Saturday morning, Rosie on the house rooster. Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Thank you for tuning in to Arizona's Saturday morning listening tradition. It's Rosie on the house. In the 8 o'clock hour, we always get it started with the landscape and garden segment. I've got my co-host and son, Romy Romero, here in studio with me. My wife, Jennifer, will answer your call when you dial the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. Whatever question, anxiety, or problem you're trying to solve in, about, and around the yard, give us a ring. Let us see if we can help you out. Whether you're in Page or Nogales, Springerville or Ehrenberg, we can take care of that and all points in between. Romy, introduce your special guest you've got in studio here this morning.
Well, if you were listening last week and you were paying attention at the very end of the broadcast, we had three calls all stacked up about weed control. With the wet winter and last week's warmth, man, weeds just burst out. So along with our garden today, we brought in Ray Lopez of Scottsdale.
Scottsdale Weed Control and Fertilization.
Control and Fertilization. Yep. Yes, that weed, you got to be careful exactly how you put that emphasis on it. This is plant weeds.
These are plant weeds.
You spray and kill.
Yes, they are.
Name five popular ones you treat every day.
Malva, red stem fillery, crestwood, burr clover, dichondra. You name it, they're out.
What's
there.
The little bullhead monster that everybody hates so bad?
Oh, that's your goat. That's the goat head.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Bullhead or
puncture vine.
Puncture vine. That's the proper name.
It is that. I finally got rid of my air-filled wheels for my wheelbarrow. I just bought solid wheels.
That's the
solid
way to go.
Rubber.
Yep.
So in addition to growing things, we're going to be killing things in the garden this morning. Mr. Harper, where are we starting out there?
Let's start with
growing.
Well, we'll
first.
Try not to kill anything right at the moment. But, you know, we're right in the middle of pruning roses, pruning deciduous fruit and shade trees. That's a tree that loses its leaves in the winter. So if they haven't, they should hurry and do that because I saw some temperatures next week, maybe like 80 degrees one day. So a lot of those, especially the early producing fruit tree varieties, are going to break out of dormancy and start budding and blooming really quick if they haven't already. And you want to make sure that if those peach trees do need pruned, you do it right before they start breaking out and growing. So pruning peach trees, pruning ash trees, any tree that's lost its leaves should be done post-haste. Rose bushes, you got a little time between now and the middle of February, but make sure that those get pruned. I know they're blooming. I know they look good. I know all of that. But if you want them to look even better, you'll prune them this time of year. We're still planting winter vegetable gardens, any of the leafy varieties, and we're just weeks away from tomatoes and peppers. You know, 1st of February is just, 10 days away. So it's time to start thinking about getting your garden ready. If you've got some blank spots in that garden, compost, gypsum, organic fertilizer, turn the soil two or three times, get it ready, get it loosened up because we're just right around the corner from planting our summer and spring vegetables. Of course, this is a great time to plant deciduous fruit trees, things like apples, peaches, plums, apricots, nectarines, pomegranates, figs. All of those are in the nursery now, and rose bushes as well. Good time to be planting that. So lots and lots to start doing. So shake those Christmas, New Year's doldrums off. Let's get out and get some exercise.
John, do y'all still have on your website that soil amendment magic personalized patented formula?
Yeah, it's secret formula. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's on our website under garden tips and under, I think, garden preparation. Once you get to garden
I couldn't
tips.
Recommend stronger for folks to go and pull that soil recipe. It's all products you can buy at your nursery supply house. And when we hit our garden with a fresh supply of everything you have prescribed there, it makes all the difference in the world in what we harvest.
It's the key to success here is, you know, making sure you take one little afternoon and prepare the soil properly. And it doesn't take that long, especially if you've already done it. If you've got a garden that's been under cultivation and you get compost, gypsum, and some organic fertilizer, and you go out there and just spade it in, you know, it takes minutes. If it's a brand new garden and you're working in the ground, it's going to take you a little longer. That's why I recommend starting now, so in a couple of weeks, you're ready to go. But especially with this new Hickman's compost, oh my gosh, that stuff is like grow magic.
Interesting, interesting.
Well, it has no, but the other end of the chicken or whatever.
The other product that comes the other out product of the back end of the chicken.
There you go. Thank you.
Good stuff.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We are a call-in show here to take your questions. So let's do just that. Starting in Tucson, Luis, welcome.
Hello, Luis here.
Yes, sir.
I have a Bartlett pear tree, and the last two seasons, season before last, the fruit turned black on me, and we didn't get any crop. I was using overhead irrigation at that time, and then last season I went to a ground watering, and I got about a third of the crop, but the fruit would turn black before we could harvest, and I wonder what's going on with it.
The fruit is getting full-sized and then turning black?
Well, it'll be a combination thereof. Sometimes it will not be full-sized. It'll be small. It'll turn black and kind of shrink up, and the black seems to start at the stem.
Okay, I was just going to ask you if it's the stems turning black as well. So it is the stems out at the end of the limbs where the fruit is turning black as well?
Yes, that's correct.
Sounds like you might have fire blight. Apples and pears are prone to getting fire blight. There is a control for that made by Fertilome. Comes in a little jar. It's an agromycin product that you can spray, actually particularly starting now while the trees are still dormant. You might even try some dormant oil spray with that as well. But it sure sounds like that's what you've got. You're in Tucson. I'd head over to
the Magic Garden. And what does he ask Tony for again? What was the name of
it's
that?
It's Fire Blight Spray.
It's
just asking for Fire Blight Spray. Yeah.
There you go. Well, we hope that helps and hope you get a good harvest this. That's a late summer harvest, isn't it, pears? That's usually like August, September.
Yeah, it can range. Of course, it depends on the variety. Anywhere from June to September. And the deal with pears typically are you've got to pick them and let them ripen or at least soften up off of the tree. That, especially here with the heat. I wouldn't recommend letting pears trying to rot, other than maybe Asian pears or apple pears, which are a little different animal altogether, so to speak. But Bartlett's and Kiefer's and those pears, if you're going to try and grow them here, you really probably need to pick those as they size up. Wrap them in some newspaper, put them on some newspaper in the kitchen counter, even put them even in the fridge, and just let them sit for a couple weeks and let them soften up.
Well, there you go, Luis. Hope that helps, and hope you get a good pear harvest this coming summer. Let's go to El Mirage and bring Andy into the conversation. We were talking we were going to be killing some things, and sounds like he's got a home full of goat heads. Go ahead, Andy.
Hi, first-time caller. Love your guys' show. I just moved into this new house, and I have a dog, and the yard is full of dirt, and then I had those wonderful goat heads everywhere. So first thing I did was I took all those out, but I still got the remnants of all those wonderful prickers in there. I was wondering if there's any way to kind of pick those up or get rid of them in any way so I don't have to keep constantly picking them out of my dog's paws.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you just leave your dog there and you leave your back door open, he'll make sure and get them all out of the yard. I promise you that.
Just get some old tennis shoes and keep walking on them and don't put them in your neighbor's yard.
Yeah.
But there is a pre-emergent you can do right now to head those off. What area of town are you in?
El Mirage.
You put a pre-emergent down.
Is it something
Elgin,
he can do himself?
Elgin Nursery at about 91st Avenue and McDowell would have it.
Yeah, just Gallery would probably be the best pre-emergent for that.
We tell people all the time, if you will treat pre-emergent, you are buying weekends of free time coming down the road through the spring and the summer.
Right. It won't stop the goat heads that you have in your yard. It will, but you're going to have a nice, in about 2 years, you shouldn't have any goat heads at all. But just do it consistently every 6 months.
Every 6 months.
Every 6 months.
If I start in June, I do it in December, or is it a certain
you
time of 6 months?
You can do it whenever you want.
Just if, from whenever you start date, every 6 months after that.
He does have to water it in. So spray it. If there are any little small plants, use a top kill. Roundup would be fine. And then on top of that, just water it in about a day after that.
All right, Andy, good luck in getting your new yard cleaned up. Congratulations on the home.
Yes.
Let's bring Eileen into the conversation. Wants to talk about her acacia tree. Welcome, Eileen.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I love you guys. I listen practically every Saturday morning when I can. I have a shoestring acacia, and I'd love to know if there is one. There must be a million little, I don't know what else to call them, about a half-inch little round fuzzy balls on this tree. And if this has been going on now for about, they've been dropping for about 2 months. What can I do that it doesn't happen again next year?
Well, it's called a flower.
No, is that the flower we had in the spring?
It's called a flower. On the shoestring acacia, the flower is a little white fuzzy ball. On sweet acacia, it's a yellow fuzzy ball that actually smells very good. They're blooming right now, too. Ray kind of mentioned that you can time it before they bloom with a growth regulator called Maintain. You'd have to have somebody professionally apply that. It's too late now. To do that. So if you want to eliminate the flowers altogether, you'd have to use a growth regulator that would just keep them.
You do it about a month prior to the flower.
We appreciate the call. Hope that helps. An open line at 1-888-767-4348.